Frank Panisi, I mentioned he was going to join us. He's joining us now. He's very happy. The Melbourne Storm are flying early in the season, but they seem to fly every year. Frank, thanks for joining us.
Great to be on, Adam.
Now, they're talking about the game against the Broncos last Thursday night as one of the best games in modern times. Do you subscribe to this theory?
It was an epic game. When you're involved in it closely, you don't really appreciate the quality of the game, especially when the scoreline was changing and we're in, you know, stressful times. So you kind of, you don't think of it that way. But when you go back and you talk to people that were neutrals and you hear consistently people saying that what a great game it was and high quality game. And I can understand that. It was a quick game and, yeah, and the crowd certainly got their money worth last Thursday night.
There's never been a high-quality game without a controversy, and obviously Cam Munster's unawarded try, the 65th minute, that qualified as a controversy. What do you think about it?
No, look. I think there's probably could have looked back at a few occasions, but I had no issue with it. I think it was. I thought the refereeing was good, and it was, well, when you have a game at that speed and that intensity, there's always going to be some moments where, you know, people might think they're controversial, could have gone the other way. That's the nature of those type of games. So, no, I thought the refereeing was fine, and I thought the Brisbane Broncos coach Kevin Waller said that accordingly after the game in terms of, his team didn't deserve to win on the night, which I thought either team could have won. It was that close, so it's one of those games, Jared.
I've got a difficult question to ask you, Frank. It's difficult to answer, but it's also difficult to ask, so bear with me. Being in Melbourne and being in an AFL-dominated state, is there a responsibility to play entertaining rugby league, or is entertaining rugby league just winning? And the reason I ask the question is that Craig Bellamy talked about how he didn't like the game because it was too high scoring, and as a coach I can understand him saying that. But then there's the Ange Postecoglou view with Tottenham over in the EPL that he feels there's a responsibility to play entertaining football for the fans. So I'm just interested from a Melbourne Storm perspective where you sit on that philosophy. It's a long question.
Yeah, no, I don't understand the question. And obviously I think ultimately at this level, the professional level, yes, there's certainly a responsibility to play the game, you know, the way it should be played. But at the end, supporters love winners and winning teams or teams that are in the contest every week. And in terms of the coaches, you know, the great thing about Craig Bellamy teams over, 22 seasons is the identity of his team. His identity comes throughout his team. And Ange Postecoglou got his style, and other coaches got his as well. And that's just the way Craig has always coached for 22 seasons. You know, our style has changed over the years. Changed with a couple of things. It's changed with the players that you have. When you've got players at the moment like Cameron Smith and Jerome Hughes and Harry Grant and Ryan Pappenhausen, they like to play that upbeat game. And the rules also dictate how you play as well, Adam. And I think, the game has changed over the last few years. The game's become quicker. They've changed the rules and a few things. So you can't fall behind. You've got to stay with the game. Otherwise, you get left behind.
Yeah. I saw there was a big stink on NRL 360 over having a kickoff.
Yeah. It's raised its head to do with the concussion. Obviously, one of the great things about a game is a kickoff where the ball's kicked down. Yeah. Usually,
why does that cause concussion?
Just the speed and the intensity of the ball carry that takes it back, and then the impact it has. And I think there has been concussion through some of the collisions. And now whether that changes, it's a massive part of our game, so it would be a big change to our game if they change that. So, look, I don't think so. I think as long as the players, follow the rules and tackle properly, well, most of the time there's still going to be accidents because we play a contact sport, but it would be a big thing to eliminate the kickoff. It really would.
You're a front-on sport, so there's always going to be collisions.
Yeah, 100%. So I think, you just can't pick and choose what collisions you can and can't have. I just think it's more the tackle and what's allowed. And the game has changed dramatically in the modern era, and more so in the last few years, and what the game allows now and what it did before. So, I really believe that our game has never been safer than it has in terms of the way it's been policed on and off the field, the concussion protocols. But at the end of the day, as you say, Jared, it's we play a collision game, a contact sport. unfortunately, there's always going to be some accidents that happen.
And Allianz Stadium, do you think it needs a roof?
A core stadium's the one they're talking about, okay, Jared, in Homebush. So, look, it'd be
geez, fantastic. That'd be a big roof.
It would be a big roof.
Massive roof. I think the only thing I'd have with the problem with the roof on it, Jared, is the stadium's now 24 years old, knowing that it opened for the Olympics in 2000. So whilst the roof would be fantastic, at some stage it's going to be outdated and it's starting to look that way at stage. So I think they'll probably need more than a roof just to keep that up to scratch. But, yeah, an indoor stadium would be fantastic, but I'm not sure that's going to happen in the near future.
Whose home ground is that now?
Shared by a couple of clubs. The Bulldogs and South Sydney are the main season holders of the grounds where they play the vast majority of the home games. The West Tigers play occasional games there as well. So, but mainly the Bulldogs and South are the two. But there's also talk of South going back to their traditional base in near the city and playing at Allianz, the brand new stadium. Because South Sydney, as you know, Jared, is right in the middle of the city or close to the city. And
makes
and
more
that's
sense
where Allianz
to me.
Stadium is. So it would make a lot of sense. I think you'll find in the next year or two that the Rabbitohs will be returning back to the city.
I reckon they should be focusing on the surface before they worry about a roof out there at the Olympic Stadium.
Well, that's the only problem with roofs. Sometimes the grass doesn't grow.
No, it goes a bit yellow. Hey, if you want to join our conversation on the Harcourts Open Line, 1300 736 736 or the temper text 0433 98 11 16. We're talking to Frank Panisi, General Manager of Football at the Melbourne Storm on Sports Day. So, Frank, we're sort of a month into the season now. Things are starting to settle down. We've talked about how well you guys are going. Are the same teams the ones to beat that were the case last year, or is there a couple that have popped up that have surprised you?
Yeah, it's quite interesting, that question, because up to last weekend, Penrith looked like, again, being the team, you know, that really stand out. And look, they still will be. They still got Nathan Cleary to come back from injury. But they were well beaten by Manly on the weekend, 32-18. And you talk about teams that are probably surprising. The team's now taking notice of Manly being a team that didn't even make the top eight last year. And suddenly, you know, they're talking about top four. So they're a danger team. I think Penrith will definitely be thereabouts. They're just too good a side, and they've got the best player in Nathan Cleary. The Roosters are a team that a lot of team they've been a little bit inconsistent with their form, but I think it's, you know, with injuries and suspensions and other things early on that's affected a lot of teams. I think that they'll also be there. So it's still very early days. Teams are still finding their feet.
What about the Broncos? They've dropped a few, and they've got the Battle of Brisbane coming up.
Yeah, and again, they're one team been suffering injuries, Jerry. That, you know, they've got a couple of players missing, and they're one of their key players, Adam Reynolds, got injured last week. I think at the moment it's just about winning and staying in touch, and then waiting for all your players and hit form, and then end of the year really make a run for it. I think it's going to be a little bit different this year. I think you just got to ground out your wins and stay at the top, and then when you start getting your best team on the field, and then near the finals, you take it from there. So still early days, but it'll be interesting certainly the next month or so leading into Origin.
And you got the Bulldogs coming up on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, tricky game. We're coming off a tough patch, Jared. We've played basically all the last year's top four sides in the two grand finalists, the Warriors, who were the other prelim finalists with us, and the Newcastle Knights that ran fifth. So it's a danger game. A Bulldogs team that's still rebuilding. They've been pretty good. They had a good win against the Roosters on the weekend. And they were the last team to beat us at Amy Park 12 months ago. So it's they've certainly come here and know how to win. So it'll be a game that we've really got to be on our guard and make sure we play at our best. Because I don't think if you're not at your best or close to your best any time this year, I think any team can beat you on their night.
Frank, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck this week against the Bulldogs, and we'll catch you again soon.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Jerry.